A weak solidarity brekkie team listener when, amid COVID and World War III, there was just so much good news, exciting news, as the biannual reporting season saw record profits just everywhere, as record profits for fossils in particular had the great resource giants' coffers overflowing, shareholders dancing in the streets. White Heavenly Money Coal, for instance, announcing a 460% profit increase. Real figure. Wood Boss's side tripling its profit to nearly $2 billion, and most exciting of all, Rio Tinto the Planet, a $30 billion profit, the highest ever in True Blue Aussie corporate history, a record. This shows how selfish those Indigenous people are for complaining about a little explosion, without which our profit could have been as low as $29 billion. And achieving this wonderful record balances our genuine sorrow at blowing up their old useless stuff that they never used anyway. And no need to mention the obvious bottom line benefits of workplace bullying, sexual harassment and lack of safety. Oh, but unfortunately, our excitement at these records, 460%, triple, $30 billion, that are so good for all of us, was countered by a major, major blow to the economy. For the quarter, wages went up a stratospheric 0.7%, showing the detrimental impact the greed of lazy, avaricious workers is having on the economy, without which those record profits could have been even more record, and that wealth would have by now been trickling down to all of us. That spray of yellow liquid we all appreciate. It shows, mining billionaire Charles Bloated expressed his exasperation, how those greedy workers, mindless workers egged on by evil unions, mindless workers, mind you, for whom we care so much about, fail to reciprocate our care and think only of themselves, their selfish selves. On those like Charles, who think only of the common good, notice the Victorian Chamber of Profit Supremo, given the events of the week, the appropriately named Paul Guerra, Guerra presumably for War on Worker Greed, is talking of a vision for the greatest little economic order of them all, informing us COVID highlighted inequalities in our society. Well, not exactly, Paul. Some of us had a bit of an idea pre-COVID, although I rather suspect Paul figured the caring employers were suffering the inequality. And COVID had also highlighted vulnerabilities in our economy. For instance, he mused, it exposed the negative impact on the economy of caring employers having to pay their own workers and the positive impact of the public purse meeting those crippling costs. Good point, good point. Paul is also certain to turn his attention to and be just as concerned about those Victorian caring employers who have most definitely not been paying their workers super entitlements to the tune of a mere $7 billion, a little inadvertent oversight. Worry for the poor dears, though. The tax department reckons it's going to crack down on the family trusts of the filthiest rich of the filthy rich, which it claims, this is so ludicrous, are used to evade taxes. Sorry, meet their legal tax obligations, prompting tax accountants to claim, this will ring alarm bells for beneficiaries of thousands of trusts. Don't our hearts have to go out to them for the stress this will put them through? One tax accountant told us the extent of the alarm bells. There's no doubt they will be forced to spend more of their not so hard earned on us to ensure they continue to meet their legal tax obligations. But most of them pay nothing. And that is not without cost. They pay us generously to ensure they do meet that legal tax obligation. Legal non-tax obligation. You're being semantic. Sorry. On Guerra and those events of the week, the US of the UN of the US of the world's NATO bit of the US of world was forced to react to evil Russia being a bit upset about US of NATO bit trained killers on various parts of its borders by putting lots more US of NATO bit train killers on various parts of its borders, and then was forced to impose sanctions on evil Russia when evil Russia got a bit more upset. And our big supremo scuttled in more, Lashson, a.k.a. Scummo, echoed the US OBS alarm at people who would bully other countries, and was outraged that evil China had not also echoed the US OBS and expressed its disgust at people bullying other countries. And then Vlad put in the train killers, put in the train killers. And we saw shots of bombs flashing, exploding on urban skylines, evil, evil bombs, just like the shots of bombs flashing, exploding in Gaza, good, good, liberty, freedom and democracy bombs, and bombs flashing, exploding in Baghdad, good, good, liberty, freedom and democracy bombs, and Afghanistan and Syria. Well, in Syria, they were good or evil, depending who did it, and numerous other examples of mostly good, good, liberty, freedom and democracy bombs flashing, exploding, and I thought, I'm not sure the dead and the injured and the displaced would give a stuff whether the bomb is good or evil. And I sat down and studied the form guide and thought, Joe Biden capital and his little acolyte Scummo versus Vlad put in the train killers. Who do we barrack for? Meanwhile, the merchants of death are just barracking and rubbing their hands together. Also barracking and hoping it can rub its hands together, more good news from the slaughter. Woodside with bosses has not only announced record profits, but, quote, if the war chokes energy supplies in Europe, Woodside with profits could stir a multi-billion dollar windfall. Wonderful news. We'll all be better off. Displaying its renowned balance in these matters, the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin has taken to headline the plutocratic dictator as Mad Vlad and Vlad the Invader. Nothing but objective. Objective ad in a local rag down the surf coast where I spent a few days for a mob called Lifestyle Communities flogging Strike While It's Hot with 20,000 Reasons to Downsize This Year. Live out in that ever-expanding development between Geelong and Torquay, doing wonders for the environment, miles from minor lifestyle inputs like services. But the bit that got me, no stamp duty, no council rates, and the most important lifestyle advantage of all, no renters next door. Now, we know how unsocial and antisocial and destructive of property values public housing renters next door are, but no renters, renters generally, obviously an inferior race who must be banished to, well, anywhere but next door. And I know we can be critical at times of Scummo displaying our biases, but this week we had to thank his God that he is so vigilant, so wise, so logical, able to advise us not only about World War III, but about catastrophic dangers close to home. As Sydney's public transport ground to a halt Monday, Scummo fingered the culprit, and if we thought evil unions were evil before, as we have thought, have known, thanks to alarming warnings from government and caring employers, listener, it gets worse. Not just evil unions, but the evil extremism of the Socialist Party. This is a sign of what to expect under a socialist government, Scummo warned. If people want to hand the country to unions under a socialist government, led by the most left-wing socialist leader in 50 years, since Gough Whitlam, and that's probably being a bit unkind to Gough Whitlam, you might have to go back further, this is what they can expect. This is what the socialists think they can get away with when they think they're going to win an election. Imagine what they'd be like if they actually won it. Imagine. Why, they might even put worker representatives on the Fair Work, True Blue Aussie, No Longer Work Choices, just looks like a con mission. Scummo also thankfully alerted us to a bigger threat, especially with what's happening in Eastern Europe. The evil unions, and therefore the Socialist Party, are a threat to national security. And if we want proof, go no further than a recent Zoom meeting in which the Manufacturing Workers Union Secretary joined Noam Chomsky in condemning, sit down, listener, talk about untrue blue Aussie lapdogs of evil autocrats, condemning the AUKUS nuclear submarine deal. For God's sake, how more perfidious could you get? Noam Chomsky, we all know what he's like. And all of that, listener, was verbatim, no satirical embellishments. Given that tirade arose from Scummo attacking the evil public transport union for going on strike, just a bit of a pity he forgot to do a fact check on whether they actually were on strike. And given they were not on strike, but locked out by Scummo's ideological mate New South Wales Supremo Dom Parrott talk, we can assume Dom is a threat to everything we stand for, a threat to national security. Except, of course, the evil unions must have been so evil they goaded poor Dom into closing down the entire system when he didn't have to. Which just goes to show how evil they are, and the Socialist Party, and thank you, Scummo, for your timely and logical and reasoned warnings. Aren't we lucky to have it? Oh, and finally, if that bit about the most left-wing socialist leader in 50 years has us bewildered, listener, yes, he definitely meant Anthony Albanese. And we suppose the worry is, he might be. Good morning.